Thus the business runs clean.
If you set Chandulal free, then he is likely to do anything on a whim.
No, that is why I have emphasized Vyavasthit. You cannot change anything at all for this current life, the life in which I am giving you Vyavasthit. Vyavasthit cannot be changed at all. So in giving you this knowledge of Vyavasthit, you cannot change a single thing in this life. That is why I am setting you free. I can see all this in my Gnan, so I do not need to reprimand you for any of your effects. You are not held accountable for just this life.
Can one charge interest on money he lends?
If Chandulal wants to claim interest, let him do so, but tell him he will have to do pratikraman for it. If you have lent someone money and he is not returning it, your pratikraman will affect the other person positively, and he will be inspired to return your money. Generally, people create havoc and curse their creditors who demand payment. Would this not create a negative karma? People make matters worse. The entire world is effective, and that is why you have to do pratikraman for the person who is refusing to return your money.
If you do pratikraman for the borrower, will he not continue to borrow?
It is not a question of whether he will ask to borrow from you or not. The important thing here is not to let any attachment or abhorrence occur. The borrowing may still continue. If a person wants to be happy in this world but does not care about religion, I would tell him that he should be honest and ethical. Then he does not need to go to a temple. Giving to others is a godly quality. To avoid taking something that does not belong to you is a human quality. Honesty is the highest religion. Dishonesty is the best foolishness. It is not possible to be honest all the time, but if one understands that it is wrong to be dishonest and does pratikraman for it, then his next life will be happy. A person is surely honest when he repents. If you have a disagreement with your associate in any worldly endeavors, and you realize that you have said more than you should have, then you should immediately do pratikraman. If your bank manager refuses a loan, you will begin to dislike him and have negative thoughts towards him. You should realize that the mistake is yours, so you should wash it off by doing pratikraman. This is what I call awareness. I will explain to you how obstacles in life come about. If you call a person who works for you an idiot, this becomes an obstacle for your own common sense. Obstacles created in this way trap the entire world and the human life goes to waste. You have no right to tell anyone that he has no sense. If you do this, that person may retort by calling you an idiot and create an obstacle for himself. Similarly, if you call someone unworthy, you are creating an obstacle for your own self-worth. Now tell me, how can this world be saved from such obstacles? If you do pratikraman immediately, then you will be able to wash away these obstacles before they become impossible to remove.
In my work, in order to accomplish certain deadlines, I have insulted and mistreated many people.
You must do pratikraman for them all. When you mistreated them, you were only fulfilling your duty. You did not do it for yourself, therefore your intention was not bad.
Freedom from human bondage.
What must we do to be free from the relations of previous lives that are now in front of us?
If you are forced to live with someone you do not like, then on the outside you should continue your worldly relationship with that person, and from within you must do pratikraman in his name. The suffering for you in this life is the effect of your atikraman from your past life. What were the causes behind your suffering today? In your previous life, you did atikraman against that person, and as a result, in this life, you have to suffer the consequences. If you do pratikraman now, in the presence of whichever god you worship, you will erase your mistakes. Repeated pratikramans will wipe off the many errors that have been caused in these sticky relationships. If a man dislikes his wife, he will see many faults in her and will harp on her negative points. This constant fault-finding leads to abhorrence. This abhorrence results in fear. He will experience fear in certain interactions with her, and when he sees her, he feels a sense of suffocation and bondage. We all tend to be afraid of those or that which we dislike intensely. All this is the result of abhorrence. To break free from this feeling of contempt, one has to keep asking for forgiveness. Even though the other person may not be aware of it, you have to continue asking for forgiveness from within. Life is nothing but a play. Is it appropriate to assume that those playing the role of your wife and children are yours to take home? It is fine if when introducing your son you say, "This is my son, Shatayu," but say it as you would in a drama. The reason you have to do pratikraman is because you have taken all these relatives to be real. You must do pratikraman because all along you have acted as if they are really your children and wife. If you did not have this belief, then pratikraman would not be necessary. With this belief comes attachment and abhorrence, and with pratikraman you are liberated. Dada shows you how to do alochana, pratikraman and pratyakhyan to liberate you. No one possesses the power to bother anyone or the power to endure. Each person is merely a puppet going about his business on the world's stage. With pratikraman, these puppets learn to live in peace and harmony. No matter how insane the other person may be, he will come to his senses through your pratikraman. If you do pratikraman all day long for several days for a person you do not get along with, you will be able to get along with him and he will seek your company. All strife and bitterness is because of your atikraman faults.
Sometimes I feel unappreciated and disheartened. I feel that no matter how much I do for that person, he keeps insulting me.
You must do his pratikraman. This is the way of the world. There are so many different kinds of people who will hold you back from your liberation.
What should that pratikraman be for?
Pratikraman should be done because of your past life cause, which has come into effect now. And it should be done because you are now becoming instrumental in his binding a new karma. The world will not allow anyone to be liberated. The bondage of this life is such that only pratikraman can release you. For this reason, Lord Mahavir has given us alochana, pratikraman and pratyakhyan in just one sentence. There is no way out. When is one able to do pratikraman correctly? It is when he attains the knowledge of the real self from a Gnani Purush. With this knowledge, you become aware of the self, and this awareness will allow you to do pratikraman and be released from the burden of any liability.
How can you restore the trust you had for someone who has betrayed you?
You must repent for all the times you have harbored negative thoughts about him. If you have lost faith in him, you must repent. Only then will things be settled. That is why pratikraman is so necessary.
Pratikramans in varying situations.
How can we tell if the other person is hurt?
You will immediately see it on his face. The sparkle in his eyes will have disappeared and his face will appear gloomy. Of course, you will be able to tell whether or not he has been affected. It will be all too obvious.
Yes, Dada.
Man has the capability to perceive what has happened to the other person.
But some people are so good at hiding their true feelings that you cannot tell by their expressions.
Even then, you will know that you have said some hurtful things and that it is bound to hurt him. For that, you must do pratikraman. If you said something hurtful, will you not know whether you hurt him?
Yes, I would know it.
You are not doing pratikraman for him. You are actually doing this to change your previous opinions. What is pratikraman? It reverses your past opinions. By doing pratikraman, the effect your words may have had on him is erased instantly. Just keep in mind that you want to settle your interaction with him with equanimity and as a result, his mind will also improve. If, however, you are determined to get only your own way, his mind will react in the same way with as much hostility.
What do you call it when after treating someone with contempt you feel remorse?
If you feel remorse, you will break the habit of contempt. However, if you feel no remorse and on the contrary, feel good about yourself and your deeds, that is a sign of going to hell. You must have remorse after doing something wrong.
What should we do if we have hurt someone so badly that he is depressed?
Do pratikraman. And if you happen to meet that person again, then you must tell him that the mistake was all yours and that you were insensitive. Tell him that you are sincerely sorry and that you are asking for his forgiveness. His wounds will heal when you say this.
What should we do in order not to suffer the effects of behaving contemptuously towards others in the past?
For acts of contempt, there is no other solution but to do repeated pratikramans. You have to keep on doing pratikraman until that person comes around. And if you happen to meet him face to face, then you should speak to him nicely and ask for forgiveness. Say to him, I have made a very big mistake. I am a complete fool. I have no sense. When you discredit yourself, the other person feels better and his hurt will lessen. I can see the effect of contempt from previous lives. Therefore, I am telling you not to have contempt towards anyone. Do not mistreat people. If you treat manual workers with contempt, they will take revenge in their next life. They may even become a snake and bite you out of vengeance. Contempt will never free you from its grip. Only pratikraman can save you.
If we have made someone miserable beyond words and have hurt him so deeply that we cannot remove his pain, will we bind karmas even if we do pratikraman?
You must continue to do the pratikraman in his name with the same intensity as the pain you caused him. A judge asked me whether or not he should give a death penalty now that he had attained the gnan from Dada. I asked him what other choice he had. He wanted to know whether he would still bind karma if he were to confer a death sentence upon someone. I asked him whether he was the pure self or Chandulal, and he replied that he was the pure self. Then I proceeded to tell him, if you are the pure self, then whatever Chandulal does is done by Chandulal, at Chandulal's risk and responsibility. It is entirely up to you. If you want to be responsible for the death penalty, you are Chandulal. I do not have any problem with that. I warned him not to be a partner in crime and gave him a way to resolve his dilemma. I told him to beseech in prayer, O Dada Bhagwan, why do I have to deal with such an unpleasant task? And do pratikraman for it. I counseled him to continue with his line of work as prescribed by the laws.
Since we rid ourselves of our faults by doing pratikraman, would this not give people the right to do as they please?
No. You don't have to look at it that way. The importance is given to pratikraman. You are free from your responsibility when you do pratikraman. Sometimes, very rarely, I myself end up hurting people against my will. Within the past 20 years, I may have hurt 2 or 3 people. I, however, followed up with my pratikramans, constructing a fortress around them so that they would not suffer a spiritual fall. A person should not fall from where I have put him. I give him all the support and protection and then let go of him gently once he is stable. My principle is to go as far as to change the course of a highway to protect a newly planted sapling from harm. In the same way, I would never allow anyone to come to harm.
If someone does something wrong to us and he comes to ask for forgiveness, we forgive him. We have forgiven him internally, even when he does not ask for forgiveness. What should we do if he keeps doing the same thing over and over again?
Try as best as you can to explain to him in a gentle manner. There is no other way because you do not have any control over the matter. You have no choice other than to forgive him. If you do not forgive, you will end up forgiving after more suffering. There is no other way. You have to make him understand and you should try to make him see his error. If he changes his internal intent and recognizes that it is wrong for him to hurt you, your work is done. His hurting you is an effect for him. How much good would it do you to know that your son has pilfered some loose change from your wallet while running an errand for you? You must accept him the way he is. Can you throw him out and find another son?